Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The thing that just swept like wildfire through social media and cable news networks yesterday were the charges, I guess, from Professor Christine Blasey Ford against Supreme Court nominee Brett M. Kavanaugh. He is a judge now, so I guess it's appropriate to call him Judge Kavanaugh. I think when all is said and done, and John Kennedy is going to join us later, the senator that I think announced that they would both be brought in under oath to testify, is who do you believe? Because I don't know if there's going to be any smoking gun, any empirical evidence to prove it one way or the other. Terry in Slidell, hi, you're on WWL. Good morning.
Hey, Tommy, how you doing?
I'm all right, sir, and you?
This is getting ridiculous, man. Guys in high school only cared about a couple of things, you know, let's get every senator, every congressman, and go back to their high school days and see what they did when they were in high school. I mean, this is foolish. I mean,
well, I think I never tried to rape anybody in high school, so I think they got a couple of.
How you know you never tried? They were both. She wasn't drunk, and she said rape. You know, all guys thought about in high school was trying to, you know.
Let me ask you this. This is not like a senator or a representative. This and the vote is a lot stronger when you're Supreme Court justice and the appointment is for life. So, like, it's not like you're one of 433 votes, however many representatives you are, or you're not one of 100 votes. You're one of like 7 votes, I guess. So, in this case, you would say what, that she's lying?
Well, how do you know?
I don't.
That's 31 years ago. Why did they bring it up today, 31 years ago? Oh, she had a repressed memory.
Gotcha. All right, thank you. I'm glad you called. I got a guest waiting, and I want to get to her. Jeannie Zeno, professor of political science at Iona College, a senior advisor for applied techonomics. Good morning, Jeannie.
Good morning.
I think what you just heard is how a lot of people that are in that 36% or whatever it is that support Donald Trump, or maybe people that are just hell-bent on having a conservative justice approved, are looking at this thing. So I don't know where you want to begin.
Yeah, I mean, I have heard that sentiment time and again, and I think that's, you know, what makes this so confounding, particularly at this moment in this Me Too era, that this accusation comes to light. But I do think we have to take a step back and to just understand how this came to light. This woman went to the Washington Post tip line in July before Kavanaugh was nominated, but while he was on the short list, she also contacted her representative in Congress. She did not want to be identified. She did so anonymously, so there was nothing the Post could really do with it. Her representative, as the as he was nominated, the confirmation started to heat up, forwarded that information to Dianne Feinstein, the senior Democrat on the Judiciary Committee hearing the nomination. And it is there where some people have real questions as to whether Senator Feinstein did the right thing in not making this information public or at least informing the other members of the Judiciary Committee earlier. And there's two sides of that. On the one hand, you had an alleged victim who didn't want to be identified. And on the other hand, you have the fact, and you were just mentioning this to the caller, that here's somebody who could potentially be serving on the Supreme Court for us, our children, and our grandchildren. I mean, these are lifetime appointments.
Yeah, and I said one of 7 to clean it up. It's one of 9 actually votes on the Supreme
Court. One of 9.
8 as it stands now. But
yeah, it was 6 around the Civil War, and then they increased it to 9.
As the caller earlier said, does high school behavior matter as it relates to a 17-year-old and now a 53-year-old Supreme Court nominee?
Yes.
53, yeah. And somebody texted in here and said, why did Dianne Feinstein hold on to this for so long? And if she wanted to be anonymous, why did she take a lie detector test in August? Seems she was planning on going public. This whole thing stinks very political. Just to be factual here, Jeannie, again, could you give us the story as it happened?
So Dianne Feinstein, that is a real question. We know she held this. We don't have a clear sense as to why, and I think there's a real question there. And you heard President Trump yesterday say it's unfortunate that the Democrats, really that's Dianne Feinstein, held on to this. And so I think that's a real question. In terms of the lie detector test, our understanding is this accuser, she went and saw an attorney, and the attorney advised her to take a lie detector test. And, you know, I don't think we can hold that against her. Whether you think it stinks or not, when your attorney says your life may be upended if these allegations go public, it's in your best interest and your family's to take a lie detector test. I think it's
which
important
she passed.
To do that, and which she passed, yeah. And was done by a former FBI agent. And I would just say, you know, the text and the messages you're getting, we are never probably going to know. This is a he said, she said, almost impossible 30-plus years later to know what happened in that bedroom. The third person, Mr. Judge, who was in the room, says he has no recollection. We won't know. So this is very much out of the legal realm and into the political realm, and that's really what's going to be happening over the next few weeks. This is all about politics, and they will have to make a decision, they being the senators, as to whether they can in fact support him or this changes the game. And my guess is he has a much, much harder confirmation now than he did a few days ago. I think most of us were guessing he was going to get through Thursday. They were going to vote, and it was going to go to the floor next week. I think it's very unlikely that he has that kind of smooth sailing at this point.
The only thing I would say for people that wonder why in the world did she wait so long or wanted to remain anonymous is that I can only imagine the hateful messages she's getting now. I can only imagine the death threats and what she's subjecting her family to. So I find it odd or hard to believe, not credible, that she would come forward and lie about something like this, because her life is going to be forever changed now, as was Anita Hill's. And along those lines, if you could, Jeannie, compare and contrast where we are now as opposed to where we were with Clarence Thomas and Anita Hill, the differences and the similarities.
Yeah, I mean, it is fascinating. That was 1991. In both cases, you have a professor, Anita Hill, a professor of law. This accuser is a professor of psychology. In both cases, these are incidents that happened when they were younger, although in Anita Hill's case, that incident occurred when she was working full-time as an adult, as was now Justice Thomas. This incident, of course, as your caller mentioned, occurred when both of these people were teenagers in high school. So that's a vast difference. And in both cases, you have accusers or alleged victims who did not want to come forward. Anita Hill was famously outed. This woman decided after the press started coming to her job and her door that she had to come forward. So she did so over the weekend. And, of course, the times had changed. In Anita Hill's case, you are talking about sexual harassment. In this case, you are talking about an attempted rape. I mean, those are two vastly different crimes, as we all know. So there are differences. And, of course, now with the Me Too movement, the times have changed. And I think politically most important for the country is that Clarence Thomas was filling the seat of Thurgood Marshall. His presence on the court was not going to change the direction of the court. Brett Kavanaugh is going to be sitting where Anthony Kennedy sat. He will be the fifth conservative if he makes it vote on the court, and that will change a number of key issues and the decisions that come out of the court. So this is a much, much higher stakes appointment than was Clarence Thomas at the time. And, of course, in the Clarence Thomas case, you had the issue of rapes. He's only the second African-American still on the bench. Justice Kavanaugh, that is not an issue. So, you know, all of those things combined, there are some, you know, eerie similarities, but vast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.